Cuomo has already begun a piecemeal attempt to increase the minimum wage through executive actions to phase in an increase for state workers and fast food workers to $15 an hour over the next several years. But he told an enthusiastic audience of labor union members at a rally that he will try once again to get the legislature to pass a law. It would mandate the $15 an hour phase-in for all low-wage workers, about 2.3 million more employees. He says this time, though, it will become a political campaign with repercussions at the polls.
We're going to knock on doors. We're going to make phone calls. We're going to say to elected officials, there are 3 million New Yorkers who need a raise. You vote against 15, you vote against the 3 million New Yorkers who need it. We're going to make sure those workers in your district know who voted for them, who's with them, who's against them.
Republicans in the state Senate have opposed the measure in the past. Business groups say small employers can't afford the increase. Cuomo also announced that the lowest paid workers in the state University of New York system, including student workers, will see their wages increase to $15 an hour over the next several years. 28,000 SUNY employees will see their pay go up. The governor was joined by the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Thomas Perez, actor Steve Buscemi, and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
It's always a pleasure to be here with the governor to start the new year off right by sending a message that this is the year we bring economic justice to the state of New York.
But the mayor of the city of New York, Democrat Bill de Blasio, who supports progressive issues, was not at the event. The governor and mayor have been openly feuding for months. Cuomo, over the weekend, also appeared to try to embarrass the mayor when he acted unilaterally to require that all homeless people in New York be taken to a shelter when the temperature drops below freezing. Some homeless people objected, saying the shelters aren't safe, and a spokeswoman for de Blasio questioned whether the homeless could be forced into shelters without a state law. The governor continued to implicitly criticize the mayor and New York City's governance at the rally.
It's not right to have a shelter system that is so dirty and unsafe that people have to stay on the street corner. That's the only reason. It's not right.
Afterward, Cuomo denied that he was impugning the mayor or de Blasio's policies, saying it's the media who's fanning the flames of any fight.
You want to personalize everything, right? I'm elected by the state of New York. The state of New York has a place called the City of New York with it. I have worked on the homeless issue all my life.
Cuomo is expected to highlight his other plans for the new year, including ethics reform, in the days leading up to his January 13th State of the State speech. Last year, both leaders of the legislature were convicted of multiple counts of corruption. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.